I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The European Union is pressuring the Iranian government to drop its apostasy bill. Open Doors' Al Jansen notes that so far, Iran has been resistant to international pressure. But Jansen says it makes a statement to believers, as does a special course Open Doors provides.
We have been developing for some time a discipleship course for Muslim background believers. They have not grown up in a Christian context. They really are starting from scratch when it comes to discipleship. Those have huge impact on their lives, and you know, how do they practice their faith while still remaining in an Islamic context?
Next, it's a week of celebration in the U.S. as Operation Mobilization celebrates its 50th anniversary. The organization, which began with three college students in 1957, has expanded greatly, says OM's Keith Haywood.
The many ministries, over 100 that we can count, that God has used OM to give birth to over the years. We estimate that about 1 billion people have received the gospel in some form through OM's ministry over the years.
And Wycliffe Associates is putting together a team of volunteers to build a recording studio in Asia next month. The new studio will help the translation team produce biblical materials recently translated into minority languages in both audio and video formats for wider distribution through ministry partners. Wycliffe's looking for a team of up to 8 people who have construction skills, including carpenters, electricians, and handymen. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Aviation Fellowship's making available the book Riding the Heavens by Max Myers, yours free for the asking. The former MAF president shares exciting glimpses of his unforgettable 40 years as a missionary pilot that will fuel your hunger to know God more deeply. Get Riding the Heavens at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.